Lynette from Los Angeles. Could Bob explain the meaning of manipian phatic communion?
Plucking.
And then she says, also, are all of our interactions with each other manipian phatic communion? If so, could you explain this?
More times than not, yes.
Okay, I want to explain that phrase, and then we'll come back to this question by Anonymous about phatic. There was an anthropologist named Malinowski who studied the Trobriand Islanders in the Pacific Ocean in the teens and 20s.
Say it again, Bob.
Trobriand Islanders?
Yes. Give us the Sarah Palin version of that.
Trobriand. I was using her version.
Yes.
What is it? How do you say it?
No, just go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You're all right.
Yeah. Okay. So the point is, an anthropologist out in the Pacific Ocean studying pre-literate societies, and he came back, and there was two professors writing a book called The Meaning of Meaning. And they read his report, and they said, we got to add this.
Is pre-literate the post-ignorant?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ion, the Rodney Bingenheimer of a cheese radio.
That's funny.
Marta Simples dangles while you wait.
In the third hour, he becomes Nardwar of Vancouver, who actually had a gig on CBC back in the 90s. Nardwar, N-A-R-D-W-U-A-R. Look him up. Anyway, so this anthropologist, the professors, I think it was I.A. Richards in Cambridge, they liked what he did. They added what he wrote as an appendix to The Meaning of Meaning. And in that essay, he coins the term phatic. Maybe even it was phatic communion, P-H-A-T-I-C. And it was about, he noticed the natives were united by objects in their environment. In other words, he, being a literate person, thought words held people together, mortar. And he noticed that there was nonverbal objects and artifacts that communicated very resonantly and held the society together. So he talked basically about phatic communion as nonverbal interaction. It then got picked up by Roman Jakobson, the Prague linguist, I think he's from Czechoslovakia, of the formalist school, and he said he adopted it in an essay as phatic, and it means when we're talking and Ion's going, you're on the phone and you're something, means keep going, I'm listening, and you're not saying any words. Yeah. That's one sample of phatic communion. Another is, on the content level, I always cite the example, you meet someone in your office and they say, how you doing? You don't tell them how you're doing, you just say how you're doing, and then you move on. So that you don't take the content literally, you don't answer it, because the words are being said as a form of gesture, a wave.
They don't care how you're doing, and they would be very offended.
That's right.
No, that's not true. No. There is a level of not caring, but you care enough to show that you acknowledge him as in your social field. It's a gesture of a friendliness or acquaintance. It's,
you need to come out to L.A. more.
Southern response then turns into, fine, thanks, and you?
Right. So the point is, you say words that are not expected to be literally in a social context. So if you look up the word phatic in a good dictionary, it'll say social amiability, expressions of social amiability. Now, that's phatic communion. Now, of course, that's back in the phase before the digital era, when people thought there were other people in the world, and they thought there was a social space, and they had a sense of that old-fashioned chemical body, analog media responsibility. When you get the Android meme coming in the last 30 or more years, miming our stuff, hyping the phatic reality in the information environment in general, the information overload environment, the human being responds by taking an aggressive tactic. It starts to say phatic. I always like to cite Jerry Springer's show when people in the 90s would come on and be purposely outrageous. There was no consequence to that because there was no social space that you were upsetting, because the Android beam had taken over the social space. But you would be satirical, you would be outrageous, and it had no emphatic point. When Oscar Wilde, you know, announced that he was gay and all that, he got in trouble. It was an emphatic statement, so to speak. There were consequences. It doesn't matter what you do by the 90s in the Android meme. Any gesture of extreme expression becomes reduced to phatic under Android meme situation. So people got more aggressive and being phatic. And that is gangster videos. And hip-hop culture is yo, and they make a bunch of gestures and claim they raped and
slasher,
pillaged some people.
Slasher film.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Good, Bob.
This satirical attacking mode in just normal human communication is what we mean by manipian, because manipian comes from a type of satire where the author makes fun of the reader. Normally you're reading a satire and you're reading about some silly politician or some person that's being satirized as a character in the novel or the theater. But the manipian writer starts attacking you, the reader. And there's all kinds of different techniques. One simple one is often in a Woody Allen movie, Woody Allen was doing a scene, like when McLuhan comes and interacts with Woody Allen and the people in the lineup in the film Annie Hall, then Annie Hall turns to the camera and says, wouldn't it be great if life was like this? He steps out of the movie and addresses the audience. That's a very simple, mild form of manipulative satire.